Once upon a time, in the days when people and animals could talk and even carry on business with each other, when things could talk from time to time as well, a certain little kingdom was ruled by a bad-tempered, extravagant king. Because he spent so much money, he was always sending his counselor hither and thither to borrow more. But then came a day when the counselor said,
"Your Majesty, I can't borrow any more money for you. There's no one left to borrow from."
"Oh, come now, that's ridiculous. You can't tell me nobody in this kingdom has any gold anymore."
"None they're lending."
"Even to the king?"
"Especially to the... I'm sorry, Your Majesty. It's just that they all want to be repaid someday, and, well... There's just one possibility."
"Hmm?"
"But, oh, dear, you wouldn't want to borrow from him."
"I'll borrow from anybody. Well, what's wrong with this person that I shouldn't want to borrow from him?"
"Well, the thing is, he's not a person, Your Majesty. He's a duck."
"A duck?"
"Oh, a very clever duck, I understand. So little, he's called Drakestail. But so clever, he's managed to collect quite a hoard of gold pieces."
"Well, then, what are you waiting for? Get going to this Drakestail at once. Borrow all he has. Let him quack if he wants it back."
And so the counselor set forth to find Drakestail, which he did very easily. For everyone at the other end of the kingdom knew Drakestail well. A jaunty little duck with green trousers, a red coat, and a high silk hat. And indeed, Drakestail was proud to lend money to the king. And so, all was well. For a year, for 2 years. And then...
"Quack, quack, quack. 3 years, Mother, and not a word from the king about paying my money back. I guess there's nothing to do but go speak to him in person."
"Drakestail, quack, what did you say?"
"I said, I guess I'll have to go tell the king. Drakestail wants his money back."
"But Drakestail, quack, you're so little, and he's so great and powerful. There's no telling what he may do to you."
"I may be little, but I'm not dumb. Let him try to get me under his thumb. Come, Mother, where's my high silk hat? And does my jacket look spruce and neat?"
"Oh, you look splendid, Drakestail, and your hat's right over there. But, oh, please, I can't bear to see you start off all alone to face down the king. Why? Oh."
"Dear Mother, stop worrying. Who knows? I may find some friends to travel with me. At any rate, I'm going. Going right now. Quack, quack, quack. Drakestail wants his money back."
"Well, good morning, Drakestail."
"Oh, why, good morning to you, Brother Fox."
"And where are you bound for so brisk and bright?"
"I'm off to see the king to get back the money he owes me."
"What? That's something I'd like to see. You or anybody else collecting money from the king."
"I'll get it back. Quack, quack, quack."
"Oh, friend Drakestail, take me with you then. I long for some excitement. And if you succeed in getting money from the king, there'll be plenty. Please take me."
"Well, why not? Mother didn't want me to travel alone. And surely, one can always use a friend. But see here, friend Fox, traveling on four legs, you'll soon get tired. Why don't you make yourself very small and crawl into my gizzard? Then, when we arrive at the palace, I'll let you out."
"That sounds like a good idea. And I can make myself so small, you'll hardly know I'm there."
"All right. Do so. Quack, quack, quack."
"Am I small enough?"
"Splendid. Pop into my mouth now. Into my gizzard, and we're off. Quack, quack, quack. Drakestail wants his money back." Lady Ladder. I didn't see you at first, leaning against that wall.
Just leaning about all day, doing nothing. That seems to be my fate. But where are you off to so brisk and bright?
Well, I'll tell you, Lady Ladder. I'm off to see the king, to get back the money he owes me.
Oh, no, no. You'll never succeed, Drakestail. Nobody ever collects from the king.
I'm going to get my money back. Quack, quack, quack.
This is something I'd like to see. Take me with you, Drakestail.
But my goodness, you could never walk so far on your funny wooden legs, Lady Ladder.
Why, Drakestail, I can walk very well.
Really? Let me see.
Watch.
Look out, Lady Ladder. You're all right again.
See? I can walk very well indeed. So, may I go with you to see the king, Drakestail?
Well, my goodness, I'd like nothing better. One can never have too many friends. But whatever you say, you can't walk all that way. Could you collapse yourself and make yourself quite small and crawl into my gizzard for the trip?
Make myself small? Of course I can. Watch. Am I small enough, Drakestail?
You look like a handful of toothpicks, Lady Ladder. And you should fit into my gizzard very nicely. So here, I open my mouth. And down you go. Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you. Meet your traveling companion, Brother Fox, Lady Ladder.
How do you do, Lady Ladder?
My goodness, it's so dark in here. I didn't see you. But how do you do?
All set?
All set, Drakestail.
Then here we go. Quack, quack, quack. Drakestail wants his money back. Quack, quack, quack.
Good day to you, Drakestail.
Good day to you, Miss River. I was just thinking how lovely you look.
Oh, you always say that. And you look very brisk and bright yourself, Drakestail. Come along. I'll float you down to the bend.
Alas, no. Not today, Miss River. I've no time for a swim today.
No time for a swim? But what can be wrong, my cherub?
Nothing is wrong. I'm on my way to see the king, to get back the money he owes me.
Oh, this is something I'd like to see. The king paying back a debt. I've taken you many places with me, Drakestail. Please, won't you take me with you to see the king?
You'd like to go, too? Well, certainly one can never have too many friends. But, Miss River, could you make yourself very, very small? So small you could pop into my gizzard along with the fox and Lady Ladder?
Make myself small? Why not?
Good. Then I'll let you out when we get there. Ready?
Ready.
Small, Miss River. Make yourself small.
Small enough, Drakestail?
Oh, splendid. Now you're just a mouthful. In you go. And we're on our way again. Quack, quack, quack. Drakestail wants his money back. Of you and your boys?
Well, salutations, Drakestail. Yes, got to keep the squads in shape, you know. But where are you bound for, so brisk and bright?
I'm off to see the king, to get back the money he owes me.
You want to get back money from the king? Impossible, I'd say.
Nevertheless, I am going to get it back.
That's something I'd like to see. And so would all the squad. Could we come along, Drake's Tail?
Well, a fox, a ladder, Miss River. Now a swarm of hornets? But why not? A fellow can't have too many friends. Certainly. Come along. Only you have to make yourself and your army very small and crawl into my gizzard so I can carry you.
Of course. Squads, attention! Diminish! Small enough, Drake's Tail.
Splendid! Now, down you go. And we're on our way again. Quack, quack, quack. Drake's Tail wants his money back. Quack, quack, quack. His Majesty pays or sits on attack.
Right, who is it? Good heavens, a duck!
Quack, quack, quack. My name is Drake's Tail. I wish to speak to the king.
Speak to the king? That's big talk for a little duck like you. The king is dining and can't be disturbed.
Just go and tell him it is I, and I have come. He well knows why.
You don't say.
I do indeed. Quack, quack, quack. Give him my message and hurry back.
Well, all right. I mean, this is crazy.
Yes, yes, come in. Ah, yes, well, what is it, Page?
Beg pardon, Your Majesty, but there's a very odd-looking duck at the door.
A duck, you say?
Yes, Counselor, he says his name is Drake's Tail, and that His Majesty will know why he is here.
As we do, of course. He wants his money back.
The nerve of the creature!
But, Your Majesty, he's such a little fellow, and he's come such a long way. Just this once, don't you think it would be a good idea?
Stop! Were you by any chance going to suggest paying him back, Counselor?
Well, as I said, he's so small, and it has been 3 years, Your Majesty.
For a long time now, you've been getting more and more soft-headed, Counselor. Watch that, or you'll be sorry.
All right, Your Majesty.
As for our friend Drakesdale, I'm going to pay him back, all right, for his nerve, coming to dun the king. If he's as small as you say, it ought to be easy. Take him to the poultry yard, Page.
The poultry yard? Yes, sir.
Only don't tell him where he's going. When you get there, just pick him up and throw him in with the turkeys and fighting cocks.
Your Majesty, you send him to his death.
I'm paying him back, Counselor, and that's all. Off with him, boy, to the poultry yard.
Is this really the way to the king, young man? It seems rather odd to be going around back of the castle this way.
Don't let it worry you, my friend. Here we are at the fence now. Just let me lift you up and cross you over. Over you go.
Hey! Oh, no, no, it was a trick. This is the poultry yard.
Where a duck belongs.
Hey, get away from me. Quit picking my nose. Ow, ow, stop it, I say. What have you fellas got against me? Ow, ow, stop, stop. Brother Fox, while I hold my breath.
Drake's tail, big as life.
Oh, Brother Fox, thank heavens. These turkeys and roosters are trying to kill me. Help me.
Gladly, Drake's tail. Watch the feathers fly.
Oh, thank you, Brother Fox. You saved my life.
A pleasure, Drake's tail. Anything else?
Well, my problem now is to get out of this poultry yard and find the king. If you'd stand by the fence, I could climb on your back and get over.
Gladly. There you are, and over you go.
Quack, 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 quack. Thank you, thank you.
And if you don't mind, I'll follow along. I'm anxious to see what happens next.
I'm going to see the king. Quack, quack, quack. Drake's tail wants his money back.
Your pardon, sire, but the duck is back again.
The duck is back? But didn't I tell you to put him in the poultry yard?
I did, sire, but somehow he got out.
He is a plucky little ducky. Your Majesty couldn't...
Silence! We'll just try something a little more drastic this time, that's all. I have it. Paige, escort this Drake's tail to the old well. Say that I am waiting there. When you come to the well, throw him in.
Very good, sire.
That will pay him back as he deserves. Yes, that'll pay him back.
There you are. Find the king there, Drake's tail.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. And I let him trick me again. Oh, what shall I do now? 20 feet down in a well. My lady ladder, of course. Ladder, ladder, come out of your hold, or Drake's tail's days will soon be told.
There you are, Drake's tail. Now you can climb out easily.
Thank you very much, Lady Ladder. And here you are, out of the well, too.
But where are you off to now, Drake's tail?
Now I'm really going to see the king. Quack, quack, quack. Drake's tail wants his money back.
No! Not again! Is the creature enchanted?
Your Majesty, it would be so simple just to pay
him. Be still! We're going to pay him back, all right? Take him to the furnace, Paige. Throw him in on the roaring fire and slam the door tight.
To the furnace? Yes, sire.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. No, this is too much.
Indeed it is. Too much from you. You can pack your things and leave, counselor. I've had enough of your soft-headed, soft-hearted advice. Get out of the palace. And you, Paige, that duck to the furnace at once.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack all you want, Drake's tail.
Quack, 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 quack.
Is that all? Okay, this is the end of you. In you go. Goodbye.
Oh, these flames. Oh, this heat. Oh, but wait. I have another friend who's just the one to help me now. River, river, outward flow, or Drake's tail to his death must go.
Yes, Drake's tail, I come to your rescue. This fire won't last long now.
Oh, Miss River, thank you so much. Now, I'll just open this furnace door. And now, if you wouldn't mind floating me right straight to the king, I'm going to deliver my message this time, or else. Quack, quack, quack. Drake's tail wants his money back.
Yes, that's how I took care of him, gentlemen. Now, shall we get on with this meeting? Who's that?
Quack, quack, quack. Drakestail wants his money back.
Oh, no!
Yes, Your Majesty. I'm still alive and healthy in spite of all your tricks. And I want my money back.
Oh, you do you? Paige, lock the door. Gentlemen, you all are armed?
Yes, sire, of course, sire.
All right, all of you. I want this duck finished off in front of my eyes. At him!
Oh, me. Oh, my. What's to save me now? I know. Hornets, hornets, rescue bring, and chase these men with your sting, sting, sting.
Squads forward, ready, aim.
Ow! Oh, they got me!
Here they go!
Oh, hornets, they're stinging me!
Help! Help! Get away! Oh, my eyes! I can't see!
Oh, they got me!
Get out! Get out!
Shake them, hornets! Door is locked! Chase them out the window!
Oh, they got me! Here they go!
Mission accomplished, Drake's Tail. They've all jumped out the window and are fleeing for their lives. I doubt if they stop till they reach the next kingdom.
Thank you, Lieutenant Hornet. Thank you.
What is... What happened? What was all that noise?
Oh, good evening, Counselor. The king and his advisors decided to leave the country all of a sudden.
The king has left the country?
I'm afraid so.
But that's the best news I've heard in years.
Listen, what's that?
Why, half the city seems to be under the windows, and everyone's cheering.
Well, sounds like everybody's happy. Thanks to you, Lieutenant Hornet.
Thanks to you, Drakestail. You're the first creature who ever dared face him down. And now, oh, good heavens. It's a sign.
Huh? What's a sign?
You're sitting on the king's throne.
Oh, why, I just felt a little tired.
It's a sign. You're our next king. Here, the crown. Put it on, Drakestail.
Well, now, I only wanted my money back. Never thought to be king. Quack, quack, quack.
But the crown fits like magic. Come with me to the window. People! People of the kingdom! Good news! The king is dead! Long live the king! Heaven has sent us down this thing. Behold this duck, both brave and bold. He'll rule us well as in days of old.
Well, indeed, if it is your wish that I be king, I will do my best to be a good one.
A speech, Drakestail! A speech!
A speech? Well, very well. Quack, quack, quack. I guess I got my money back.
Quack, quack, quack. He certainly got his money back.
Ha, 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 ha